horror stories from working in retail. It's that time of year, and this will be a tough week in retail. If you work in retail, we want to hear about it. 680-WOLF is the number.
Yes, sir. I have a retail story.
Okay, go ahead.
I worked at Macy's, and a man came in and bought fragrances for a woman, but he bought three of them. He bought one for his wife and two for his girlfriend, so he wouldn't get them. He wouldn't smell that female.
Boy, he must have loved that smell.
Wait, what? Yeah. No, that's really smart, though. This way, he's like, I smell her again. I'm like, no, it's you, babe.
Yes, mate.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're back. Hey, it's the Wolf.
Hi, yes. I was listening to y'all's show this morning, and you said about retail stories.
Yes.
I have worked in retail for about 5 years now, and I got a couple really good ones.
Okay, go.
The one where I worked for a lingerie company, there's a lady that actually took panties and stuffed them in her yoga pants to try to see how many she could steal out of the store. And then we weren't allowed to say anything to her. But it was just kind of one of those moments you didn't realize, like, really this is happening, but it actually did.
Yeah, so, those yoga pants, probably not a good place to hide much of anything.
She's a terrible thief.
Not to say, you know, every woman's got to be skinny in yoga pants, but you could tell that she was this little itty bitty toothpick where her thighs were triple her size.
Her thighs were a little lumpy.
Yeah. Leggings, yoga pants are a privilege, not a right.
Exactly. But then also, I had another one where it was a mom and daughter. They just started tearing up folded yoga pants too. And the daughter was just throwing them all over the place. And her mom was like, oh, yeah, that's their job. You know, they have no. Well, when you're working in customer service, your customers come first. They help them find things, not to truly clean up their messes because people are so sloppy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And that mindset is, well, it's their job. They'll fix it. It's just so inconsiderate.
Customer comes first. I swear, if I worked in retail, the customer would come first to kick in their ear.
Well, I got to bite my tongue some days, but I've gotten better at it.
We have a guy on the phone that's telling this story. This is the kind of unbelievable stuff that happens. The guy, he sells wood, firewood in the winter, and hay during the summer months. And he's a hay farmer. And there's a big demand for hay for livestock, horses. And in the wintertime, he's delivering the firewood. So he rolls up to a house in Chapel Hill to unload the firewood. He's got a dump trailer. He unloads the firewood. And then something transpired that he certainly didn't expect to happen, and I'll let him pick up the story right here after he's already dumped the wood, and they've just had a little chit-chat there, and then this is what happens.
I need to get my money so I can go ahead. I got more orders to deliver. She said, well, I'm not paying for that. I said, what do you mean you're not paying for it? She says, I'm not going to pay you for that firewood. Well, we had an exchange of words there right quick, and I said, well, I'll take my wood back.
Uh-oh.
I started loading the firewood. She called the police. I said, that's the thing you need to do.
Yeah, dink.
Well, the police put me in the street.
Ooh.
Told me, says, unless you have a video or somebody saw you dump that hay on her property, I've got to consider that her firewood and you're stealing it. You're going to have to leave.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. How about that? You know, he dumps the firewood. His point was, if you're selling firewood, get paid before you dump.
Yep.
Because the cops had to assume it was her firewood and he was stealing it. And you know what? The bad part of this, she played that way from the beginning. She knew that would happen. And has probably done that to someone else. Probably done that to someone else who sells firewood.
Hey, bud, what's her address? Come on.
Let's go over there and do some damage.
I've been in jail. I'll go back.
Let's do it.
But he said, you know, how hard that drive back home was.
Because what is just... How infuriating. What a low down dirty thing to do to somebody. And he said the cop said to him, you can go to small claims court. The wood was $85 to fill that paperwork, guys. That would have been $90. And it's like, you hate to just have to take that loss, but.
And cutting firewood is hard work.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. What an awful thing to happen to that guy, man.
I would have lit that wood on fire before I left.
You know, but he said, you know what? Hey, you know, your lesson learned. Get paid before you unload your wood. So. There's some advice. If you're selling firewood, get paid before you unload your delivery.
Wouldn't it be nice if life lessons didn't cost you any time, money, or heartache? Learn them at the red light. Like, you know what?
Sometimes you learn the hard way, but you learn anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.